Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday, so we are talking about knowing God. We start out with the premise that in our spirit, we are already in full communication with Him. So it's simply a matter of our awareness of our communication and knowing Him in our soul and even in our body. It is His desire, it is God's desire that we be known in Him and by Him and with Him completely, fully, not only in our spirit, but our soul and body as well. God wants us to be whole, complete, and entire, without wounds, without misunderstandings, with our soul and our body fully connected to our spirit, so we can enjoy that perfect eternal life that we are already experiencing in our spirit right now. In other series, we're talking about ways to remove the interference and change our understanding of Him, and through dependence on Him. He is truth. He's not only the truth, He is truth. What He says is true. It's real. It's reality. What He is real. Our understanding of Him changes to line up with who He is. He's not going to change for us. Just because you believe He's a certain way doesn't mean that's the truth. And He's not going to line up to accommodate you. He is not changing. Our beliefs and our relationship with Him is what is changing. So in knowing God, we accept the work that we have in front of us, that we have learned to depend on other things other than His life just to survive. We could say what we've been doing is we grew up living in the woods, out in the forest somewhere. We depended on the animals and on living in the trees and protecting ourselves from wild animals, making friends with other animals, with the friendly, furry, cuddly ones. And we learned how to speak to the animals and how to communicate. And basically, how to survive in the circumstances we were in. But now we've been rescued by our daddy. He came and tracked us down and brought us home, brought us into His palace, His kingdom. And the way of survival that we learned that was working, that was effective, we were surviving. But a little jungle, wild jungle child, that's not who we are. We are sons of the King. And so now, we must not only learn or acknowledge that we reject and have to give up our survival skills, we also have to learn the new skills to live as a son of God, a son of the King. so in doing that, we recognize that certain senses that we have, that we rely on, are no longer a help. They can even be a hindrance. And so we are now relying on our tutors and our guidance counselors to teach us what we need to know. And they are fully available to us as we make inquiry as to how do we do things, how do things work in the kingdom, what do we need to know. Very often we don't know what we need to know, but our Father does, and our guidance counselor does, and every circumstance and situation is arranged now in our lives so that we will develop the skills we need in order to take that full rightful place as a son. We recognize that with our position comes both authority and responsibility. And as a son, a changed spirit, we are already fully in that position. It is just not active in our lives. It is known, shall we say, it is known throughout the kingdom that we are still in training. This is going to take some time. And it's not about deserving anything or being entitled to anything. It's a process. God knows what we need. He knows what needs to be changed. And it's simply a matter of learning to depend on Him and then respond to the circumstances and situations He has in our lives to behave appropriately and dependently. Depending on God, what do we do here? How do we respond? Lord, teach me your ways. You know, Jesus described himself as the way, the truth, and the life. Everything we need is available now because he has made himself, he is our older brother. We are a co-inheritor with him and a joint heir, not a lesser heir, not a lesser inheritor. Everything he has inherited, we have inherited. Now, he handles it a lot better than we do, but that's what he's an example of. Here's how to be a son. Even our understanding of how God is put together, we use, you know, certain terms like Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. These are terms that I sometimes wonder if they, you know, I doubt that they use it amongst themselves to describe themselves. It is for our benefit. We understand the concept of Father. We understand the concept of Son. We understand the concept of Paraclete, or one who comes alongside to help. I just don't think at this point in time we're able to really comprehend anywhere near the true nature of God. So for now, we're satisfied with, okay, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's how we're going to relate to God. All of a sudden, God may choose to bring a further revelation of this is what his nature is more closely relatable to be. And we will then need to change and give up, relinquish our concepts of him as Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But so far, he hasn't done that. So we don't want to be caught up in, okay, this is the way God is, and this is the only way he is. He's allowed to reveal himself in any way he chooses. He's the God. And he's allowed to reveal himself to you differently than he's revealing himself to me. He's the God. And each one of us is unique. Each one of us has different needs. So as we look at what is going on in the supernatural realm, we recognize that what God is teaching you in your little room, you know, whether you're in your car or listening to this in your house or jogging or whatever, in your little area, in your life, God is doing something unique that he has crafted carefully, thoughtfully, lovingly, just for you. No one else can completely relate to your experiences. You are unique. You have a unique history. God created you uniquely. You have a unique soul. Therefore, you will relate to the supernatural and to the supernatural training in a unique way. So as we move forward, we're going to talk sometimes in broad generalities. We're not going to say, okay, well, this is what God is doing on this earth today. This is the next move. We're not going to talk in terms of anointings or mantles or impartations or movements of God, any of those. Instead, what we're going to look at is for you. How do you relate to God in the training of your supernatural senses? What is he trying to train you as far as the supernatural? What does he want you to be learning? What God's doing elsewhere is really not going to benefit you if what he's training you to do is something different. And even then, I think in so many ways, Christian individuals have gotten so reliant and dependent on getting their newspaper about what God wants to do from conferences, from groups, from streams in the body, and not going, okay, God, what is your news for me? And going straight to the source. God is the author and the finisher of what we need to know. And it is his desire to teach it to us. So if we make ourselves available, we've signed up for class. It's like, okay, Lord, now what? What do I need to know? And we understand that he assigns us things that we should be working on, and we do them, and we see then, okay, that prepares us for what he has next for us. Always with the idea that it's not so we can then deserve a blessing or deserve to have our desires met, but that the end result is so that we can live according to our true nature as spirit being, as son of God. So in the supernatural realm, what we're looking for, this is one of the areas that we have, I think, sometimes the greatest confusion, because we've seen the supernatural and the spiritual glom together. So one of the reasons we've spent so long on Monday nights talking about the distinction between spiritual realm and soulical realm to clearly identify that in the spiritual realm, that they're two different things, that in the spiritual realm there are only two kinds of beings. There are only two kinds of spirits. There are only one kind of being, and that's God and you and I, redeemed beings, redeemed spirit beings. You've been, spirit begets spirit. If you've been begotten of God, you are of the same spiritual nature as he is. He does not say that about any other being that he created. Angels and demons and animals and any other entities that may be out there. You know, we hear people talking now about angelic beings being different than angels. Whatever, we'll find out. The point being that you are not a supernatural being fighting against another supernatural being or trying to relate to another supernatural being. You are a spiritual being, and as such, you have the same responsibility and authority as God does. This may take some real change in our thinking, change in our attitude. But, you know, we've got all the time in the world. In fact, we've got more than that, because God does. We've got as much time as he does. So we can take our time, because we can always get more of it. So don't worry about trying to catch up or get this under your belt. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with God. He knows exactly the time frame that you need to be on. So what are some keys? And just as a reminder, look around. You are already experiencing the supernatural realm right now. Okay? You are just not aware of it. There are a whole host of things going on around you all the time. So it's not a matter of getting God to do something or, you know, changing things around you. It's all about your supernatural senses, your soulical senses, being focused, instead of being focused on getting your needs met, as we allow God, he tunes our focus, our eyes, our senses back to where they were intended to be, where they were in the beginning, dependent on our spiritual senses. This is something that we can explain it all day long, but until you experience it for yourself, you may have knowledge, but you will not have understanding. Once you experience having your senses tuned, then you will have that understanding. Understanding comes by experience. So, just to recap, what exactly are supernatural experiences? We are broadly defining them as the reality and of all realms being made available to us. And why this is why learning to wait on the Lord and being able to hear his voice is so important, because it's only by having our senses tuned to him, to our new reality, that we will be able to see from his vantage point in our soul. He cleans out our ears, lifts the veil from our eyes, sensitizes us to every movement, and utilizes all of our senses to become aware of the slightest activity in the supernatural realm. You know you've made it a long way when what is going on in the supernatural realm is just as real or more real than what you are experiencing now with your natural eyes and your natural senses. So that's a really great gauge. Is the supernatural realm at least as real to you as the natural realm? Something to be shooting for. I don't know anybody who's there yet. Some who come kind of close, but not there yet. And then we'll talk about interpreting what we're seeing. That's a whole other issue. So a great illustration of this is, of course, in 2 Kings, where Elisha and his servant, you know, are being basically surrounded by the enemy's horses and army. And his servant is panicked. You know, we're going to be captured. Well, how can you be so calm? And Elisha simply prays and says, ask the Lord to lift the veil from his servant's eyes. And then his servant sees the army of God protecting Elisha. And that's why Elisha had no fear. It's not because he had any great faith in God protecting him. He could see God protecting him. The whole point is, though, that they were there, whether they could be seen or not. But God desires that we see. God didn't make the armies visible to the servant. He lifted the veil from the eyes of the servant. He changed the servant. Okay, so it's us that needs to change, not what's going on in the supernatural realm. I hope that makes sense. So what are some keys to experiencing the supernatural? First, ask the Lord to create in you a hunger and a thirst for what he has for you in the supernatural realm. Supernatural experiences can be desired and asked for. God wants us to want what he wants for us. So, quickly, let's just do that very simply. Agree with me if you want, if you choose. Lord, we just ask that you create in us a hunger and a thirst for the supernatural experiences that you want us to have. Lord, we want to want what you want us to want. So we give you permission and we desire that you stir up, that you create in us a hunger and a thirst for those things in the supernatural realm that you want us to experience. Teach us, Lord. I'm just letting you finish, put in there whatever you want. Second, we ask the Lord to help us overcome any apprehensions or to answer any questions we may have. Okay, so any concerns, any questions, any fears, we ask the Lord to help us to overcome them. We depend on him, but we recognize those things are going to have to be overcome. Sometimes he'll say, do it anyway. And we'll deal with it as we go. Sometimes there are questions that he wants to talk to us about. This is why we have to hear his voice. And this is really our opportunity to be fine-tuning our ability to hear him. You know, Lord, and to test his voice, to test what we hear. This is about your relationship with the Lord. about your confidence in him and your confidence in hearing him. But what he gets out of this is greater dependence from you. You're not going to be able to do this on your own. He's not going to let you. So this will expand your confidence in him. As you learn the extent of your authority and your responsibility, as you find out how being a son works in relating to the supernatural realm, it will strengthen your habits and skills of dependence on God. So the more you act as a son, the more comfortable it becomes. Because the more you will be in that right dependence with Father. We will find how reliable he is, how dependable, how safe he is. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to have experiences that are uncomfortable for us, or we feel out of control or surprised. That's not the point. It's about how do we handle it? Do we try to handle it ourselves and fail? Do we try to handle it ourselves and succeed? Or do we learn how to rely on God and fail and succeed? We always come back to, Lord, what's going on here? And so often, just that turning back, you know, we're experiencing something. We don't know how to handle it. As we've developed that habit of turning to God, God, Father, Dad, Lord, what's going on here? Is very often enough to correct whatever is causing the apprehension, the fear, the anxiety, the confusion. So we've developed that habit within us to not rely on our own understanding, our own wisdom, our own thoughts, our own approach, our own beliefs, but rely on God himself. He's right there. We talk about the supernatural being what you look around at. But you are a spirit being. You are one with God right now. So the creator of everything that is you're looking at in your supernatural realm, you are part of the creator of the supernatural realm. He is in total control. And he wants you to learn how to control as well. We're not saying we're anywhere near close to that place, but we see afar off that that's where he's taking us, to be sons here on this earth. So far there's only been one, but his desire is that he be one of many here on this earth. And it's available to any of us. Okay, this is not an exclusive club. In fact, it's the opposite. I think because we have gotten off into so many other different themes and concepts and outpourings and movements, that it's kept us from the simplicity of just knowing God. So think on these two. And we'll be going into two keys, and we'll be going into another two next Thursday. So have a great rest of the week. We'll be getting back together again Monday or Saturday at 9 o'clock. Until then, have a great week. Thanks for tuning in.